Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Lok Sabha adjourned amid uproar by opposition over NEET. Repolling at Ward No. 20 under Dimapur Municipal Council records voter turnout of 76.33%. Overall percentage of all municipalities for ULP elections stands at 81.98%. Section 144 CRPC imposed in several districts in view of counting of votes to ULP election. An advisor, Dr. Kekrelo Leyome, emphasizes the need to importance of broadening horizon. Now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha was today adjourned for the day while the Rajya Sabha faced three adjournments following opposition's protest over alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. When Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Congress members demanded resignation of the Education Minister, Dharmendra Pradhan, over the issue. Speaker Om Birla said a committee has been formed to look into the issue. He said not allowing the House to function in a pre-planned manner is not right for parliamentary democracy. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there has not been tradition to allow any discussion during the period when discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament is scheduled. He accused Congress and other opposition parties of undermining the dignity of the House. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi said they want to give a message to the students that this is an important issue and discussion must be held on it. Re-polling at Ward 20 polling station 4 under Dimapur Municipal Council today recorded a voter turnout of 76.33%. State Election Commissioner T. John Longoma said voting, which began at 7:30 a.m., was held peacefully without any untoward incident. The voting concluded by 4 p.m. Longoma, meanwhile, thanked the district administration and law enforcement agencies for smooth conduct of the entire process. After the conclusion of re-polling, the SEC said overall poll percentage for all municipalities stands at 81.98%. Counting of votes will be held tomorrow from 8 a.m. onwards in all approved counting centres. In view of the counting of votes of the Urban Local Bodies election tomorrow, Section 144 CRPC stands imposed in various districts. Commissioner of Police Dimapur Devituto Sope in an order said prohibitory order under Section 144 CRPC will come into effect from 6 a.m. tomorrow till 6 a.m. on 30 June in Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland districts. Deputy Commissioner Baron Vinit Kumar also promulgated Section 144 of CRPC in Baron District from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow. In this regard, assembly of five or more persons and vehicular movement of non-essential nature has been prohibited. The order also notified that no person shall carry lethal weapons and firearms in public place, other harmful tools or any kind of inflammable objects. Bursting of firecrackers, use of PS systems or loudspeakers has also been prohibited. Advisor for School Education and SCRT, Dr. Gekrelo Leyome, today emphasized the importance of broadening horizon and expressed hope that young generation will pursue various professions and contribute significantly to the society. He was addressing a felicitation program for Naga toppers in HSLC and HSSLC examinations 2024 organized by Naga Students Federation in Kohima. Dr. Yome advised students to prioritize happiness and choose careers aligned with their talents. The advisor also underscored the need to appreciate diversity to foster unity and confidence in forging a path towards the future. He also highlighted the evolving nature of education, which now encompasses emotional and financial literacy, emphasizing that education alone can literate individuals. During the event, UPSC 2024 topper ranked 430, Tolino Chishi shared her experiences and asked students to be intentional about their plans and actions. 46 HSLC toppers, 22 HSSLC toppers from Nagaland, and 2 HSSLC Naga toppers from Manipur were felicitated. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan today said Mahavir Chakra Captain N. Genguruse exemplified highest ideals of duty and stood steadfast in adversity. Addressing the 25th Memorial Day of Captain N. Genguruse, MVC, at Nere Pesha village, the governor said his parents Niselye Genguruse, who by the commitment of Genguruse to protect our values and way of life, inspires us all. He also called to uphold nation first values. Governor Lal Ganesan meanwhile acknowledged the Assam Rifles for its services to the people. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The officers and staff of Akashvani, Kohima today bid farewell to head of program L.K. Moloney, who retires from service on 30 June 2024. Moloney joined Akashvani, Kohima on 16 November 1987 as program assistant and retired as assistant director program. During his 37 years long stint at Akashvani, Moloney was instrumental in setting up FM channel in 2017 for the state of Nagaland, besides producing various radio programs, dramas, features and OB coverages. Speaking at a farewell program held at office premises, Moloney expressed gratitude to the officers and staff for extending cooperation to him. He shared on the challenges and achievements during his illustrious service. Deputy Director General Engineering, Cluster Head, Dubrika, and DDK Kohima, KK Rengma, Head of Office, Akashvani Kohima, and Deputy Director Engineering, S. Odayar, Incoming Head of Program and Assistant Director, Program Abino Lasu, and several others also spoke on the occasion. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman District Sports Council Walker Ajit Kumar Ranjan today laid foundation stone Indoor Sports Hall at Police Reserve DEF Walker. The DC informed that the project was initiated under the Ministry of Youth Resources and Sports National Sports Development Fund, Khelo India. He thanked the state government, DGP and officials for providing logistics and allotting land. Ranjan said the Indoor Sports Hall will include 2 table tennis courts, 1 badminton court and 2 squash courts. Superintendent of Police Walker, Abdullah T. Imchen, expressed hope that through such infrastructure, it will produce new talents in the years to come. Giffre District GPs Association President Gayet Zilise has called upon GPs to work for welfare of the people and asked them to perform their duties sincerely. Addressing President Tour Program of the GAY-D GPA at Bungro Giffre yesterday, he highlighted that GPs are guardians of the people and plays a pivotal role in bringing peace, progressing villages and guiding villagers in the right direction. DC Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has informed that restriction will be imposed for entry of vehicles from Y Junction to Deputy Commissioner's office and movement of general public from Congress Pawan Junction towards DC office in view of vote counting for ULP elections tomorrow from 8 a.m. onwards. In this regard, 1 vehicle per candidate is permitted till DC office gate for dropping and pick-up purpose only. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikan has informed that use of mobile phones inside counting hall on counting day will be prohibited as per State Election Commission's notification. He said that candidates, counting agents and counting officials will be barred from bringing mobile phones into the counting hall. The DC said this prohibition is, however, exempted for observers, Deputy Commissioner Returning Officer and Assistant Returning Officer. A heavy mudslide occurred at Penkim and Trensovong villages under Bungro subdivision, Giffre. In this regard, clearance was jointly carried out by District Administration, District Disaster Management Authority, Public Works Department and Village Council, Bungro, today. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Lok Sabha adjourned amid uproar by opposition over NEET exam. Repoll at Ward 20 under Dimapur Municipal Council records voter turnout of 76.33%. Overall poll percentage of all municipalities for ULP elections stands at 81.98%. Section 144 CRPC imposed in several districts in view of counting of votes to ULP election. An advisor, Dr. Gekrelula Yome, emphasizes the need of importance of broadening horizon. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.